This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong police used tear gas to disperse thousands of pro-democracy activists gathered in a shopping district late Sunday afternoon. The demonstrators had come to protest against what they see as China's creeping interference in Hong Kong since the territory was returned to Beijing by Britain in 1997. Earlier Sunday afternoon, some demonstrators marched to the American consulate to thank the United States for newly signed bipartisan legislation supporting the Hong Kong pro-democracy activists. Some activists carried banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong," and "Let's make Hong Kong great again." Sunday morning, about 200 protesters marched from Edinburgh Square to government buildings to protest against police using tear gas. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will toughen sentences for people convicted of violent crime and terrorism if he wins a national election this month. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
With just under 2 weeks until UK voters head to the polls, security has become one of the election campaign's pressing topics. That comes after a man convicted of terrorism and released early from prison killed two people in London on Friday before being shot dead by police. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party have long championed tough police and prison measures, but opposition parties have criticised the governing party for overseeing almost a decade of cuts to public services. Three people remain in hospital, two of them in a stable condition after Friday's attack.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people. This is VOA News.